FC United's unbeaten run came to an end today with a disappointing 3-1 home defeat at the hands of Chorley. Defensive errors cost FC dearly, with the only bright point being a smart finish by Matthew Wolfenden for FC's only goal. Coming into the game off the back of two successive draws, FC United would have been hoping to regain winning form at home to Chorley. However, the Reds were unable to take anything from the game, meaning that they have now picked up just 2 points from a possible 9. United were playing well, but despite decent build-ups, had nothing to really threaten Jack Cudworth, and it was the visitors who took the lead on 33 minutes. The ball was headed across the box from the left-hand side to a waiting Whittam, who had nothing to do but put the ball beyond James Spencer, who, still on his line, was powerless to prevent the goal from such close range.
Russell will play a square ball to Baker, and Baker will play a square ball to the centre-half O'Brien, who'll now chip this forward invitingly into the FC box. It's headed across, and Chorley take the lead. It was a great cross, and
I think we've just undone them by good football.
Yeah, I think it was headed over by Jarvis, and finished square really quite simply there.
It was only to be 5 minutes before United did restore the game to an even state. A right free kick from 25 yards was initially deflected out, however, only as far as Matty Wolfenden, the edge of the box, who seized on the opportunity to drive the ball home with a good finish.
It's a free kick to FC United, about 30 yards out. Jerome Wright chips it in, neatly, back header, ooh, half cleared, shot,
get
and
in.
It goes in! And it's Wolfenden who draws the scores level for FC United. Just coming up to the 38 minutes. And that was excellent, really nicely floated free kick from Jerome Wright. Sort of half cleared, really. And Wolfenden pounced on the loose ball and buried it neatly to the keeper's right. So FC United quickly back on level terms here. Bit of a fist pump there from Mulholland, and one all.
Despite starting the second half on the front foot, United were to fall behind again on 53 minutes, all through their own making. After numerous opportunities for FC United's defence and keeper to clear, and following a spell of pinball in and around the area, Russell eventually put the ball over the line beyond a flailing Jones, who'd got back to try and cover.
Goes back now to Jarvis. Jarvis will chip this in neatly. Up goes Daniels, heads it, half clears it. Neville with the header away. Still it comes back to Chorley. Baker will chip this back into the danger zone. Spencer will come, but he won't conclusively get it. It's a shot. It's bouncing around. It's Russell. It's a goal. And FC United never really dealt with that. And to be honest, a little bit statuesque, one might almost say.
Again, it's like the first goal, second to everything there.
And really, I mean, Russell, I think, who was the left back, who was still in the area, just couldn't quite believe his luck that he came to him, and he had time.
Chorley continued to work hard and wrapped up their victory on 84 minutes. The ball was played across goal from left to right and tapped in by Darren Stevenson at the far post, meaning that the Reds were in need of some serious intervention if they were to take anything from the game.
There's an opportunity now. Ince on the ball, plays it inside. It's a lovely ball. There's an opportunity, and this should be the third. It goes across everybody, and it is exactly that. They let the ball go across the pitch, and FC United, right in the six-yard area, nobody could get a ball on it. It just floated across as if no one in the world was going to get at the end of it.
Everybody standing watching everybody else, weren't they?
Poor. And it's all been down to just three switching off. They just switched. It's been switched off, and they've
had three tap-ins, haven't they?
Well, as I say, this is turning out to be an awkward... awkward month. It's the curse of manager of the month, isn't it? You win the manager of the month and that's it. You don't win a game for another 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's funny how often that happens, isn't it?
Margerton's side now face a trip to Stocksbridge on Tuesday, where they must surely hope to pick up a vital 3 points to keep in sight of the top positions.